Let's first up look at the stock market. Elio D'Amato joins you once again from Stockopedia. Elio, how are things on this Wednesday?
Well, it's a new month, Raf, and Amazon beat analyst expectations, so it was only natural that the US market was smashed last night. And just like us, they recorded their first negative month after five positive ones. Our market has followed suit this morning, and the All Ordinaries is down 1.3%. The Australian dollar fell overnight below that 65 US cent mark, currently at 64.7, after those hotter-than-expected labour cost data figures. They sent bond yields soaring, yep. In the current Goldilocks scenario that we're in, if you can't be too hot. Basically, it actually was at 1.2% versus the 1% expected. Huge difference. Well, tongue-in-cheek there. Oil continued to slide and is now near its lowest price in a month as the potential for a ceasefire in the Middle East grows despite those protests. And this also doesn't help the gold price as well as it continues to fall. Also, the US dollar strengthening doesn't help that. Even Dr. Copper saw a big retracement last night from recent short-term highs. And I call it Dr. Copper, as often the commodity is considered a barometer of the global economy, given its wide range of uses. The only sector in the green this morning is consumer staples. I'll discuss why in a moment. Of the others in the red, well, take your pick between materials, energy and IT for all the reasons I've already shared. In corporate news, there's some blessed relief from quarterly updates, so we can now actually focus on the news, including Mirvac, who provided an operations update telling investors, and I paraphrase, that the simplification strategy that it's embarking on, which does include some asset sales, is still on track. Therefore, they won't go broke. That certainly warms the heart. The stock's relatively flat at the moment, up and down around the zero mark. Anyway, Qantas is investigating a potential hack of its flagship mobile app as travellers on Wednesday reported being able to access the frequent flyer details of strangers. Market couldn't care less, given it didn't send Medibank broke. The stock's down in line with the market. And it continues to attempt to appease big investors rather than its shoppers. Woolworths has announced that it sold 5% of its holding in Endeavour Group, the liquor retailer and pub manager that it founded as a spin-off of the said organisation. Now, no doubt they are trying to attract some of that ESG money. This sale leaves it with a 4.1% holding in the stock. Woolworths is actually up, and it's a key reason why the sector is one of the only one in the green today. And Endeavour, whose stock was actually sold, that's down 4.5% at the moment. And that was all in our market open, Rav.
Thank you very much, Elio D'Amato there from Stockopedia.